This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to the award-winning Folk Music Hour.
Hello, I'm David. On the 25th of April in New Zealand and Australia, on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May in America, and on the 11th of November in Europe, people gather at dawn for formal services of remembrance. These are solemn dates in our calendars, but somehow, from services at nations' cenotaphs, with the emphasis on the glorious dead who will not be forgotten, many people get the feeling that it's a day that glorifies war. So for both hemispheres in 2025, the Folk Music Hour brings you a playlist of songs which yearn for peace between nations and between all races, peace among all human beings.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun.
On November 10th, 2004, former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev honoured the singer once known as Cat Stevens with a Peace Prize, praising him for charity work and for standing by his convictions despite personal hardships. Yusuf Islam was awarded the Man for Peace Prize in Rome at the opening of a meeting of Nobel Peace Prize laureates. He'd made headlines the previous September when he turned up on Washington's no-fly list for having suspected ties to terrorists. Racial profiling by his adopted name, I'll be bound. According to the Associated Press, the peace-trained singer, who largely gave up music after converting to Islam in the late 1970s, mused about the strangeness of being barred from one country while being honoured in another. In 2006, Cat Stevens' Yusuf Islam sang his famous peace song live at the Nobel Peace Prize concert.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Yes, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. 'Cause I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Peace train sounding louder, glide on the peace train. Come on, peace train. It's peace train, holy roller. Everyone jump up on the peace train. Come on, peace train. Now get your bags together, go bring your good friends too, 'cause it's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. Just come and join the living, it's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Peace train sounding louder, ride on the peace train. Crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Peace train sounding louder, ride on the peace train.
The Marvelous Peace Train. Let's expand on our theme with this seminal song about all the factors essential for peace, co-written with Lee Hayes, sung here by Pete Seeger.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's the song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
Pete Seeger, our folk music hour figurehead, who dedicated his long life to peace and justice, so he will feature again in this program. His legacy these days has been taken up by many, his songs performed by John McCutcheon.
To everyone in all the world I reach my hand, I shake their hand. To everyone in all the world I shake their hand like this. All together, the whole wide world around, I may not know your lingo, but I can say by jingo, no matter where you live, we can shake hands. Everyone in all the world, I reach my hand, I shake their hand. Everyone in all the world, I shake their hand like this. All together, the whole wide world around. I may not know your lingo, but I can say by jingo, no matter where you live, you can shake hands.
John McCutcheon singing Seeger's To Everyone in All the World, co-writing with Tom Paxton, another great singer from the heady days of the folk boom. John sings about the current war in Europe that has the continent closer to the brink than ever, arguing that since war hurts us all, we are all Ukrainian now.
When I open the paper, check out the news on TV, it's pictures of buildings exploding, all that I see. But there in the midst of the horror, the blood and the bone, are the Davids against the Goliath, defending their home. I am Ukrainian now, I will stand, I will not bow. Half world away somehow, I am Ukrainian now. I am the Muscovite protesting out in the street. I am the rabbi
the soldier who used to dance in the ballet. I am the father sending my family away. I am Ukraine now. I will stand, I will not bow. Half world away, but somehow I'm Ukrainian now.
The world that once was so big now feels so small. An attack on the freedom of one is aimed at us all.
Slava Ukraini! On my OE, years ago now, hitchhiking in Norway, I got picked up by a VW Kombi with four or five young Germans. We got to talking, and I became aware of their way of dealing with the horrors perpetrated by Germany before they were born. At home, they worked for the public good, visiting prisoners, for example, to give them a human being who cared about them. And I was struck with their conviction that Germany will never go to war again, because their generation of young people would simply refuse to serve. Seems to me that if humans were more tolerant at home and abroad, the desire to go to war would atrophy. The longing for peace is reiterated here, written by Abena Cumson Davis, Peggy Seeger and Rhiannon Giddens, who, with Chris Matthews and the Resistance Revival Chorus, sing How I Long for Peace.
Oh, how I long for peace. Oh, how I long for peace. Among the peoples and the nation, how I long to halt the plunder of the wonders of creation. Oh, how I long for peace. I cannot understand how sisters, wives, and mothers cannot stop the slaughter of the husbands, sons, and brothers. Oh, how I long.
Oh, how I long for peace. wonders of creation.
The Folk Music Hour on Access Radio Taranaki in New Zealand, and all around the world we remember the fallen, whether it's Anzac Day in April or Memorial Day in May or Remembrance Day, on the date and the very hour of the First World War Armistice, the 11th of the 11th at 11 a.m. And we are recalling and honouring artists who in the past have warmly embraced the notion of peace at home and abroad. Films like Joyeux Noël have dramatised the first Christmas of the so-called Great War, when a truce, signalled by the singing of Silent Night, allowed Allied and German soldiers to meet in no man's land, share smokes and a tot, and play a game of football. The English singer Mike Harding tells the story.
Christmas Eve in 1914, stars were burning, burning bright, and all along the Western Front, guns were lying still and quiet. Men lay dozing in the trenches, in the cold and in the dark. And far away behind the lines, a village dog began to bark. Some lay thinking of their families, some sang songs while others were quiet, rolling fags and playing brag, to pass away that Christmas night. As they watched the German trenches, something moved in no man's land, and through the dark there came a soldier carrying a white flag in his hand. Then from both sides men came running, crossing into no man's land, through the barbed wire, mud and shell holes. Shyly stood there, shaking hands. Fritz brought out cigars and brandy, Tommy brought corned beef and fags. Stood there talking, shyly laughing, as the moon shone down on no man's land. Christmas Day, we all played football in the mud of no man's land. Tommy brought some Christmas pudding, Fritz brought out a German band. When they beat us at the football, we shared out all the grub and drink, and Fritz showed me a faded photo of a brown-haired girl back in Berlin. For 4 days after, no one fired, not one shell disturbed the night. for old Fritz and Tommy Atkins. They'd both lost the will to fight, so they withdrew us from the trenches, sent us far behind the lines, sent fresh lads to take our places, told the guns prepare to fire. And next night in 1914, flares were burning, burning bright. The order came, prepare offensive, over the top you're going tonight. And men stood waiting in the trenches, looked out across our football park, and all along the western front, the Christmas guns began to bark. Men stood waiting in the trenches, looked out across our football park, and all along the western front, the Christmas guns began to bark.
A poignant folk song from Mike Harding, Christmas 1914. The shame of it is that none of the combatants wanted to be there, and 3.5 more years of misery and death were to follow that magic morning of brotherhood.
To everything turn, 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 there is a season. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. To everything turn, 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 there is a season. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything turn, 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 there is a sea. I swear it's not too late. purpose under heaven, and a time to every purpose under heaven.
Judy Collins, A Time for Peace. We hope it's not too late for the people of Ukraine. Peace cannot come soon enough. Bob Dylan may have repudiated the role foisted on him by world folk audiences and the peace movement when he wanted to move into new music, but his anti-war songs still resonate. His Masters of War remains pivotal, and the military men who continue to manufacture and issue veiled threats about using the wherewithal to annihilate life on Earth come in for his and our contempt. In many ways, though, this is his most telling song from that era, because everyone who's waged war is convinced they are in the right, and peaceful citizens are the ones to suffer because of their crazy conviction that God is on their side.
Oh, my name, it ain't nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from, it's called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up there, the laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. Oh, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged, the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged, the Indians died. Oh, the country was young with God on its side. The Spanish American War had its day, and the Civil War too was soon laid away, and the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. The First World War, boys, it came and it went. The reason for fighting I never did get, but I learned to accept it with pride. For you don't count the dead when God's on your side. The Second World War came to an end. We forgave the Germans, and then we friends, though they murdered 6 million in the ovens they fried. The Germans now too have God on their side. I've learned to hate the Russians all through my whole life. If another war comes, it's them we must fight. To hate them and fear them, to run and to hide, and accept it all bravely with God on my side. But now we got weapons of chemical dust. If I them were forced to, then fire them we must. One push of the button and it shot the world wide. And you never ask questions when God's on your side. Through many dark hours I've been thinking about this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you'll have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. So now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and they fall to the floor. That if God's on our side, he'll stop the next war.
Dylan's retelling of the Patriot Game for modern times, a song about the true facts of war as a spur to making peace. Phil Oakes put his life on the line, singing often for free whenever folks gathered to protest against American involvement in Vietnam. As with Dylan, Oakes' first-person ballad starts in the past before arriving in the present.
Oh, I marched to the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in a thousand different fights. I was there at the little big horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we won with a saber and a gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men and now they want me back again, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leader's screaming when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore.
Phil Oakes, Gone But Never Forgotten. Pete Seeger's extended metaphor for the drafting of young men into the Vietnam War was wading into a river, pressing on to the point of drowning rather than turning back.
It was back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. The sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. All at once, the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fool said to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man will be over his head. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
Unusual to hear him play a Spanish guitar, eh? Pete's big muddy, with the big fool being anyone of Kennedy, Johnson or Nixon. Over 58,000 US fatalities and more than three times as many Vietnamese deaths and untold injuries. When will they ever learn?
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Numbers pick that every one. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time past. Taken husbands, everyone.
and gone. Long time passing, where have all the young men gone? Long time ago, yes, where have all the young men gone? There are old men in uniforms.
When will they ever learn?
Almost Irish from North Carolina, with another song that Pete Seeger had a hand in, originating from Sholokhov's novel, set to an Irish tune. Joe Hickerson completed the circle with the idea that the girls picked flowers from the graves of the fallen. Pete was a tireless campaigner for peace, and one day he received a letter from one Jeanette Turner. Dear Pete Seeger, I've made what I think is a singable translation of a poem by the Turkish poet Nazım Hikmet. Do you think you could make a tune for it? I tried for a week but failed, Pete said. Meanwhile, I couldn't get out of my head a melody that was put together by an MIT and Harvard student, a new tune to a mystical ballad from the Shetland Islands north of Scotland called The Great Silky. Pete goes on to say that he used the tune as the setting for the poem and felt guilty about not seeking permission first, but as he said, it works. The Great Silky of Sulskeri was pretty trad, collected from a woman singer from the Shetland Islands with 7 verses published in the 1850s. It was later catalogued as Child Ballad No. 113. The song, which I first heard sung by Judy Collins in Auckland, is called The Dead Girl of Hiroshima. Of many moving versions, this one I find most closely conveys the tragic autobiography, accompanying herself on dulcimer, Sally Rogers.
I need no fruits, nor even flowers.
That's Sally Rogers. Kiwis abroad who identify themselves as New Zealanders find the two most known facts about us are our rugby team and our nuclear-free status. It was hard won, and time doesn't permit the whole story here, but Folk and Folkish were there from the start. The first task was to disentangle ourselves from US warship visits. A peace squadron was formed. Sailboats which attempted to block them from docking. There's a famous photo of a guy in a wetsuit astride a surfboard in front of a submarine, like the protester standing up to the tanks of Tiananmen. This song, written by Lynn Clark, accompanied our demonstration of the case against the insanity of nuclear arms. Send the boats away.
Send the boats away, my friend. Oh, send the boats away. I care not how we run them out, but send the boats away. For if we choose to live in peace, then who are they to say? Let's take a stand, defend this land, and send the boats away. Once in seas of silver, fishermen would cast their nets to take the bounty on the seas. Those men are fishing yet. But now the boats are laden down with goods of lethal store. Peace times we should fear the sea-bound men of war. Send the boats away, my friend, or send the boats away. I care not how we run them out, but send the boats away. For if we choose to live in peace, then who are they to say? Take a stand, defend this land, and send the boats away. Oh, we'll want the nuclear walls when the nets are raised, and death comes to our ocean, and the seas are full of waste. And fishing boats of fisher folk lie useless on the shore, bearing down upon them now are sea-bound men of war. Send the boats away, my friend, oh, send the boats away. I care not how we run them out, but send the boats away. For if we choose to live in peace, then who are they to say? Take a stand, defend this land, and send the boats away. I slept easy in my bed, mind free from Holocaust. But now it seems the nuclear-free Pacific zones are lost. But now the boats are laden down there, lethal storm. And in these peace times we should fear the sea-bound men of war. Send the boats away, my friend, oh, send the boats away. I care not how we run them out, but send the boats away. For if we choose to live in peace, then who are they to say? Let's take a stand, defend this land, and send the boats away. Send the boats away, my friend, oh, send the boats away. I care not how we run them out, but send the boats away. For if we choose to live in peace, then who are they to say? Let's take a stand, defend this land, and send the boats away.
That's Vin Garbutt. About 175 French nuclear tests in Polynesia poisoned the Pacific, and French perfidy came to Auckland too. Human memory seems so fragile. Are today's warmongers not aware of footage of the horrors of 20th century war? We cannot unsee it. All we can do is play for change, as here, where Keb Moe, Rhiannon Giddens and Baba Marl, with musicians and singers from around the world, play the song we began with. All aboard the peace train, it's heading out. Cheers for being with us. Bye for now.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Cause I'm on the edge of darkness, there rides the peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again.
Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun.
Peace train, sounding louder, slide on the peace train.
About the world as it is, why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss?
Listening to the Folk Music Hour, a weekly broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki, thanks to New Zealand On Air, Irirangi Te Motu. All our shows are available to podcast. Just search for Folk Music Hour. Kia ora.